Radio Corporation of America presents The Magic Key. Universal Radio Service of the Radio Corporation of America, the magic key of RCA turns to present the charming American comedian, Adele Astaire, a surprise appearance of the famous radio humorist, Colonel Stoopnagel and Bud, the eminent Australian composer-pianist, Percy Grainger, the charming and popular Pickens sisters, the sensational gypsy music of Casanova and her Tsigans, John B. Kennedy in a worldwide special feature, and Frank Black and the NBC Symphony. For his first offering this afternoon, Mr. Black conducts the orchestra in the fiery and descriptive Andalusia by Lecuona.
Granddaughters of a former governor of the state of Georgia, Jane, Helen, and Patty Pickens have brought to the microphone, the screen, and the stage all the southern charm that is theirs by inheritance and tradition. But more than this, they have brought harmonies of their own invention and a distinctive style of song interpretation that has won them fame and friends from coast to coast. The Magic Key of RCA turns to one of the most popular trios of radio, the Pickens Sisters. The Pickens Sisters singing first Broadway rhythm from the picture Broadway Melody.
Oh, that Broadway rhythm's got me 'cause I've got to dance. Oh, that Broadway rhythm's got me 'cause I've got to dance. Broadway rhythm, it got me, everybody dance. Everybody sing. rhythm. Oh, that Broadway rhythm. Rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. When I hear that happy beat, feel like dancing down the street.
In contrast, the Pickens sisters offer as their second song the well-loved Stephen Foster melody, Old Black Joe.
Our listeners to recall that the Pickens sisters were first introduced to the national radio audience through the facilities of the National Broadcasting Company, one of the members of the family of RCA. Each week, this unit combines with RCA Victor, RCA Radiotron, the RCA Institute, RCA Communications, and Radio Marine, other members of the RCA family, to present these Sunday broadcasts for the pleasure and entertainment of families everywhere.
The title song of Fred Astaire's picture, Top Hat, heralds the presence in our studio of a young lady who returned to this country 2 weeks ago. She is a charming chatelaine of a castle in Ireland, and Swank Mayfair knows her as Lady Cavendish. But American audiences remember and love her as Adele Astaire, whose sparkling performances in Funny Face, Lady Be Good, Bandwagon, and many another success made Broadway history. The magic key of RCA turns to Adele Astaire. Well, welcome home, Mr. Astaire, or had I better say, Lady Cavendish.
You'd better just say Adele and stop all this nonsense. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Adele Astaire, and I was...
Just a minute, Adele. There were some other things I was going to say first.
Wait a minute, mister. Say, who are you, anyway?
Why, I'm Ben Grauer of NBC. I'm supposed to interview you.
Oh, that's lovely. Now, I want to ask you a question. How old are you?
Why do you ask that?
Because I want to get it in first. Now you ask one.
All right, Miss Astaire. What was the first impression you got of America when you stepped off the boat?
Oh, the music goes around and around, oh.
And how long have you been away living in Ireland?
4 years.
4 years?
Yes, 4 years. How long have you been away?
Why, I thought I was supposed to ask all the questions.
All right, now let's start all over. Who are you again?
I'm Grauer. Who are you?
I'm Mrs. Charles Astaire. I mean, Lady Charles Cavendish. No, no, wait a minute. I'm no lady. Just call me Deli Willie.
All right, Adele. Now, please tell the radio audience something about life in your castle in Ireland.
Begone, and I'll do that. You see, my husband has a very lovely country estate called Lismore, near the lakes of Killarney. Famed in ballad, story, and song, you know. Like the music goes around and around and...
No, 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 not that. Please, tell us about the castle.
Well, it's a bit drafty. No central heating, you know.
Central heating?
Oh, yes, steam heat to you. They say central heating for radiators, like schedule for schedule, and laboratory for laboratory. But there's one thing I have never gotten used to.
Well, what's that?
I've never understood why they say aluminium for aluminum. Why do they put in that extra "ih"?
Well, I really couldn't say, but after all, they invented the English language.
Yes, but we invented aluminum. Smart, huh?
Miss Astaire, how do you like roaming all over your estate?
Fine. Do you think the radio's here to stay?
Let's see, where were we?
I believe we were in Ireland. Do you like your work?
Miss Astaire, don't you think you'd better tell us something about yourself?
Did you ever hear of my brother?
Now, don't tell me you're going to be like Gracie Allen. Really, now, that missing brother stuff won't get you anywhere.
I mean my brother Fred.
Well, I had an uncle once. They called him Blue-Eyed Promising Charlie. He was a politician.
Did you ever hear of my brother? Did you ever see Top Hat? Did you ever see Flying Down to Rio or The Gay Divorcee?
I'll tell you a picture I like. Follow the Fleet.
Well, it isn't out yet. That's the new picture my brother Fred is making.
Your brother Fred? Fred Waring?
Listen, Mr. What's-Your-Name. My brother Fred Astaire, formerly of the team of Adele and Fred Astaire. Get that? I got top billing.
Oh, you mean the fellow who dances?
Of course.
What's his name again?
Oh, Piccolo Pete.
Well, look, before you go, Adele, why don't you sing a little or do one of your dance routines? You know, your brother made quite a hit dancing on the radio.
Yes, we heard him clear over in Ireland, or maybe it was Static.
Well, how about tripping off a few dance steps?
Of course, I might give an imitation of my brother's dancing in Top Hat. That is, if he didn't mind, and I think he would. Are you listening, Freddie dear? But really, mister, now, what did you say your uncle's name was?
No, I give up.
Mr. Grauer, I really think I've taken up enough of your time already. Perhaps another afternoon I'll sing and dance for you or draw some funny pictures or something, but I really must dash off. However, before I go, let me tell you, it's really awfully jolly in jolly old London, and it's corking when you barge along the Thames. And I go simply silly over dear old Piccadilly. Three cheers for the British. A bang, a bang. I adore their English muffins, English mutton and English mustard. And the little English sparrows are my friends. I love the little Cockney pages who drop your parcels and their H's. Three cheers for the British. A boom, a boom. There's boating and there's shooting. I shot a 7 just before I left. It was one time I was shooting at dear old Titherington on Rye. Or maybe it was White, I wouldn't know. There's golfing, chess, and cricket, to say nothing of Puss in the Corner, to amuse you when the party's getting dry. But now, good people, I have got to leave you. Close this oration, get off the station. Here goes Little Deli with a bang, bang.
The grand tradition of gypsy music, as it has existed through the centuries, places special emphasis upon interpretation and individual virtuosity. During the past 3 years, European audiences from Barcelona to London have been applauding a group of talented gypsy musicians whose playing exhibits these qualities to the nth degree, Casanova and her Tsigan. A few weeks ago, Madame Casanova made her first appearance in the United States. And commenting on one of her most talked-of interpretations, an American critic said, "It wasn't the serene blue Danube of musical tradition. She made it the virile, muddy stream that Strauss would never quite admit it to be, but which it really is." For her American radio debut this afternoon, we have asked Casanova to bring us her celebrated gypsy version of that internationally famous waltz. The magic key of RCA turns to Casanova and her Tsigans, playing first the beautiful blue Danube. encore selection, Madame Casanova chooses a group of traditional gypsy melodies so old they have never been written down. Instead, they have passed from fathers to sons and daughters for generations. Casanova and her Tsigans playing an Hungarian air and Chardash.
Through the ages, probably no single factor has done more to shape economic progress than facilities for communication between men. Beginning with the marathon runners of ancient Greece, the economic advancement of nations has been accelerated as messages could be carried swifter and transactions consummated more quickly. So that today, with electricity harnessed, with genius and invention working together toward one big goal, speed, modern communication has conquered space to a degree that would have been unthinkable a few generations ago. John B. Kennedy, noted news commentator of the National Broadcasting Company, is now waiting to acquaint you with the largest international mouthpiece in the world. The magic key of RCA turns to John B. Kennedy, speaking from the main office of RCA Communications on Broad Street in the heart of New York City.
Good afternoon, all. Here in a huge room at the tip of Manhattan are the tongues and ears of the world. This room is a mechanical duplicate of an enormous room at RCA Communications receiving headquarters at Riverhead, Long Island. From a mile of tall steel towers at Rocky Point, Long Island, America talks to the world. These towers, laced together by networks of wire, have various shaped devices, hoops here, cones there, to impel shortwave signals of messages and music through any atmospheric obstacles. Riverhead and Rocky Point concentrate in this RCA organized Tower of Babel here. Walls of indicators and panels flashing red and emerald lights. A magic box where a green line dances. You've heard of old man Static. Here you can see him in person. And he's just a green blur, which a quick corrective switch by a young engineer turns into a level string of oblong emeralds. And that's the sign of good signals. I'm going to ask Steve Simpson, one of the bright young supervisors here, to turn on the tongues of the world. Here we go.
Just a second. We can't put radio messages on the air.
Oh, I understand that, Steve. They're strictly secret.
And they're all in code. But we can let you hear how they would sound.
But just a moment, Steve. One of those instruments by each of those scores of typewriters. They look like midget stock ticker tapes and sound like juvenile threshing machines.
Those machines, which you hear, are transmitting positions where messages are automatically transcribed into radio impulses for reception abroad.
How fast do you send messages?
From 150 to 160 words a minute.
Well, that's pretty rapid transit. How do the boys keep up with it?
It's all mechanical. It registers on the narrow tape running through the machine and is transcribed instantly.
One of the young fellows was telling me, Steve, about this machine here that shoots out three messages simultaneously so that no ham station can tune in or get anything out of it if it does.
We'll make it work. Not a real message, but this, in triplicate, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
Well, that fox has been doing that ever since I remember.
There it goes.
Now, Steve, let's beat the world's record for going around the world.
Okay, I'll make the switches, and you call the stop.
All right, here we go. London, England. Berlin. Turkey. Moscow, Russia. The sound's Russia. Havana, Cuba. Buenos Aires. Now let's hear the whole world talking together at once. Thank you, Steve. What's that? That sounds like chop suey.
That's exactly what we call it. But in this case, it goes the Chinese one better because only RCA can unscramble those messages.
Thank you very much, Steve. Ladies and gentlemen, it's marvelous to realize that this enormous organization that makes one half of the world the other half's neighbor, and that seems to me to be one way to prevent it from becoming the other half's nuisance, it's amazing to reflect that just about a generation ago, this great organization began in a shack atop a dry goods store in New York. And incidentally, the young man who operated in that shack, David S. Sarnoff, who received the most dramatic radio message of his day, the wreck of the Titanic, is now the president of RCA. Here is where they make music and messages go round and round to come out all over the world for the service and satisfaction of mankind.
RCA Communications, a member of the family of RCA, links 11 cities in the United States as well as every important country in the world by means of instantaneous radio communication. RCA radiograms are your assurance of the fastest and most direct means of contact with 47 different countries and between the largest cities of the United States. Radiograms get places quicker because radio goes direct. Your message travels at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second when sent via RCA. RCA radiograms cost no more. Just mark your message via RCA. Call your RCA office for a messenger or call any Western Union office and specify via RCA.
The Magic Key, opening a world of entertainment, presented for your pleasure and interest by members of the family of RCA, co-workers in the creation of Universal Radio Services.
Our program continues as Frank Black, director of music for the National Broadcasting Company, conducts the NBC Symphony Orchestra in the familiar España Rhapsody by Chabrier. Thank you.
As an old man, the great Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg wrote of the young Australian-born pianist and composer Percy Grainger, "Even among the very greatest pianists, I do not know one that I could compare with him. He has actually realized my ideals of pianism." In the 2 decades since Grieg's death, Percy Grainger has steadily grown in musical stature. As a concert soloist, he has won ovations around the world, and his fame as a composer is today as great as that of the distinguished Norwegian. Among the most familiar and best-loved Grainger compositions is the melodic Country Gardens. Many of us have heard it played often by young students of the piano. This afternoon, the composer himself brings us an authoritative interpretation as the magic key of RCA turns to Percy Grainger in Hollywood.
Thank you. Percy Grainger continues with the immortal Liebestraum number 3 of Franz Liszt. Magic Key of RCA returns us to New York.
Such famous compositions of Percy Grainger as The Londonderry Air, Molly on the Shore, and Shepherd's Hay are available on Victor Records as performed by prominent orchestras and soloists. They are frequently heard over the air on outstanding programs. Whether recorded or broadcast, the music of Mr. Grainger and other distinguished composers is at its best in your own home if reproduced by means of an RCA Victor radio or radio phonograph. These are the sets designed by RCA engineers out of their worldwide radio experience. The sets with the three famous RCA Victor features, the Magic Brain, Magic Eye, and RCA Metal Tubes. To own an RCA Victor need not cost a lot of money. Prices are as low as $19.95 at the factory. Easy payments can be arranged by an RCA Victor dealer.
Frank Black and the NBC Symphony Orchestra have just concluded The Dance of the Camorrists from the opera Jewels of the Madonna by Wolf Ferrari. Several weeks ago, an event took place which was regarded as no less than calamity by a large section of the radio audience. Stupnagel and Bud went on vacation. The colonel headed west for a few weeks' relaxation. Bud spent his time rehearsing with an orchestra, and both have rigidly adhered to their agreement to make no separate public appearances. They're still sticking to the bargain, but a turn of the magic key of RCA unlocks the barriers of transcontinental space, uniting Colonel Stupnagel on the Pacific coast and Bud here in Radio City. Their self-imposed exile is at an end, and it is with pleasure that we introduce those inveterate inventors of the airways, those sterling proponents of Feuchtfreunders and Stupnocracy, Stupnagel and Bud.
Hello, hello. Hello, Colonel Stupnagel speaking. Who is this, please?
Hello. Operator, Bud speaking. Who is this, please?
Hey, listen, get off this line, will you? I'm Colonel Lemuel Q. Stupnagel, and I'm trying to get a hold of my partner, Bud, in New York. It's very important. I haven't seen him in a couple of months.
Hey, listen, you got nothing on me, brother. I am Bud, and I'm trying to get a hold of my partner, Colonel Stupnagel, in California. It's very important. I haven't seen him in a couple of months.
Who did you say you were?
Bud. B-U-D-D. Two D's. Who'd you say you were?
Stupnagel. S-T, comma, double O, paragraph, P-N, space, A-G-L-E.
Say, that's funny. I have a partner by that name.
Yeah, but, eh?
Yeah, you don't sound like him. By this time, he's supposed to have acquired a Western accent. How can you prove you are really Stupnagel?
Well, listen to this, boy. Oh,
okay. Okay. Hello, Colonel, old man. Gee, how are you?
Is this Bud?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Seems awfully good to hear your voice again, I'm sure.
Thank you.
You know, I was just about to call you long distance this morning, Bud, when Mr. RCA and Mr. Victor walked into my room and said that if I'd wait until this time, we could talk to each other for nothing.
Mm, you're telling me.
So naturally, I...
Yeah, well, look, you know, it's good to hear your voice, Lemmy.
Thanks.
Did you have a good trip wandering around the West in your car?
Oh, you bet I have, Bud. I learned to ride horseback, too, while I was out here.
Oh, you did, huh? What kind of a saddle did you use?
Saddle?
Yeah.
Oh, a sort of a saddle-like. Uh-huh. You know, one that fits right on the horse's back between his shoulders and his whatchamacallit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I learned how to shoot mountain goats.
Say, you know, I'm glad you learned to ride horseback, though, you know?
Yeah, so am I. And boy, can I rope steers and stuff. You and a couple of oh my goodnesses.
You rope steers?
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe it. How do you go about it?
Well, you take a rope, see, and
uh-huh.
You go up to the steer and you say, "Hey there, you steer, you." And I also slept out in the open underneath the stars, right on the prairie. Boy, some air, too, and with the coyotes bleating all around me.
Coyotes don't bleat. They bark like a dog.
Well, these were bleating. They got cut on the rocks.
Oh, I understand, yeah.
Yeah. And all the other cowboys are playing their banjos and everything. Oh, some life, believe me, except that I'm terrifically lonesome for New York, as
uh-huh.
You know.
You slept right out in the open, huh?
Sure, right under the stars.
Yeah?
Well, not, you know, not exactly under the stars, but the house I was in was under the stars.
Oh.
And then I went down 12 miles into a silver mine. Gee, that was a wonderful experience.
Were the coyotes barking all around you?
Oh, sure,
uh-huh.
Certainly.
And the mountain goats?
Barking all around me down in the silver mine.
Mm-hmm. And all of them terrifically lonesome for New York.
Say, listen, you got me all mixed up here practically.
Well, listen, that must have been an awful deep silver mine you went down into, Colonel. 12 miles. I always thought a few thousand feet was the deepest they go.
Well, yes, that's usually true, but the fellow who was digging this particular silver mine got to thinking about something else, and before he knew it, he was down 12,000 miles. I mean, feet.
Feet, yeah, same thing, yeah.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like you like the West there, Lemmy.
Well, why not? It's the same thing as the East.
How did that go again?
I say the West and the East are the same thing.
Oh, well, how do you figure that out?
Well, I'll tell you, a friend of mine out here got a wire yesterday from a fella, and he was going to meet him in San Francisco, and the wire said, "Coming east in 3 weeks. We'll meet you in San Francisco."
Hmm. Who was the wire from?
A guy in Hong Kong, China.
I see. Yeah, I get it.
In other words, east is west, and west is best, and never the main shall tweet.
Listen, Colonel, when are you coming back to New York? You know, I really miss you terribly. I'm
you
not
do,
kidding.
Huh?
We all do. Mm-hmm. And the landlord, he's been around looking for you every day for 2 months, you know?
Uh-huh, yes. Oh, I'll be back around the 1st of February, Bud, just before our new show starts. You know, I think it'd be best for us both to be on the air at the same time when the new show starts, don't you?
Yeah, I rather think so, too. Yeah. No sense of me trying to talk to you and have you answer a couple of weeks later, is there?
No.
It's going to be sort of a political show, isn't it?
Yes, a campaign to keep Stupnagel out of the White House.
To keep you out of the White House? Did I get that correctly?
Yeah, the politicians have driven me half crazy, Bud. They're always hounding me. They're so afraid that I'll be the next president that they'll do anything to stop it.
Ah, I see. Mm-hmm. What is your platform to be, Colonel?
Well, it isn't exactly a platform. It's more like a slogan.
Uh-huh.
People have more fun than anybody.
Oh, I see. Well, that should keep you out of the White House without much trouble. Listen, mm-hmm. Before you hang up, have you any new inventions?
Inventions? I should say so. I've just invented a new kind of envelope.
Oh, a wet one so you don't have to lick the stamps?
No, this is a new invention.
Oh, pardon me.
It's an envelope without any glue on the flap.
No glue on the flap?
No.
Well, what's the sense in not having any glue on the flap?
Well, that's so if you write a letter and you forgot to put something in it, you don't have to tear it all apart to open it again.
I see. As well, goodbye, Colonel. I'll see you in February.
Goodbye, Bud. I'll see you in New York.
Okay.
The whimsical nonsense of Stupnagel and Bud, the magic key of RCA turns to the music of Frank Black and the NBC Symphony Orchestra, playing the Russian dance Gopak from the Fair at Sorochinsk by Mussorgsky. Because of the universal nature of its services, and because of its unparalleled worldwide facilities, RCA serves you in more ways than anyone else in radio. Here is no mechanical, impersonal organization. RCA is a family of associated companies and of people actively engaged in bringing you the universal service of radio. Their efforts fit into your own life in many a friendly and personal way. The National Broadcasting Company enters your home with a variety of programs to make you laugh, to bring you the world's great music, to give you the news of the day, to entertain you in every way possible through the medium of radio. Out of the great background of radio knowledge, RCA engineers have created the fine Magic Brain radios and phonographs, RCA radio tubes and Victor records, the ways and means, the instruments to make your radio reception a joy. Many of your motion pictures are recorded and reproduced by RCA Photophone. And your personal or business messages are sent from country to country by RCA Communications or from ship to shore by Radio Marine. In these and in many other ways, members of the family of RCA have daily personal contact with you in your homes and places of business. And always, it is their desire to offer all of you universal radio service. Next week at this hour, the program of The Magic Key will not be on the air. The Radio Corporation of America relinquishing its time in order that you may hear the dedicatory ceremonies of the Theodore Roosevelt Memorial at which the President of the United States will speak. We cordially invite you to be with us 2 weeks from today when The Magic Key will turn again to bring you a program of news and entertainment from several parts of the world. This is Ben Grauer.
And Milton Cross, speaking for one of the members of the family of RCA, the National Broadcasting Company.